Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Stevie Dan bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, is our guest, our good friend, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and he's here to help us conduct our FedWatch show. Bob just gave us a pretty good tour of what to think the Fed's going to do. I agree with you. I predicted they wouldn't raise rates, including this month. So I'm sticking to that story. I still think they won't do that. I think they're going to hunker down and hang on to what they got. You mentioned gold in the previous segment, and you also mentioned why this lack of, I'm going to call it ignorance, not ignorance in a bad way, but just most of us are ignorant of the relationship between bond prices and interest rates. So I'd like for you to pick one to go first. Tell us why you think gold might be a good investment now, and then also explain the relationship between bond prices and interest rates.
First, let me just say I've never been a gold bug, and I'm still not a gold bug.
That's what surprised me to hear you say that.
Yeah, but I've got a portfolio of stocks that I believe are overvalued.
Yeah. I believe you're right.
I'm not sophisticated enough to go into the market and hedge in various ways. So it's just beginning to occur to me that I need some gold in there as insurance. I wouldn't expect it to do well, but
because I remember your lament, your loud lament back in 08 and 09 when you took a hit.
Oh yeah. In 08, I think I lost 40% of my 401k.
Right.
And but since March or April of 09, it's really been good. I'm a buy and holder. I never go out of the market. I just go in and stay. And I'm afraid now that I'm in a situation where if the market goes down, I won't be able to live long enough for it to rebound. So a little gold wouldn't hurt. Plus, I'd kind of like to get some gold coins or something to be able to give to grandkids.
Right.
Give as presents. But I'm a little worried about the IRS implications of that for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you buy most gold coins, maybe all, but I think most, and you give it as a gift, when they get ready to sell it, it's reported to the IRS, and they're supposed to come up with a basis, my basis, not theirs. And that... Maybe people just don't do it, but that sounds very burdensome to
them. It is, yeah. Thank you to the IRS for that. So do you think, but now, so you think when you say gold, you're not just thinking about it from the standpoint of another, just one place to put my stock, my equity, profits when I take it out. Are you also thinking that gold is a hedge against inflation?
It's a hedge against catastrophe, maybe.
Right.
I don't think it's a very good hedge against inflation.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something to fool with. I've never done it before.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a good mix. Have a good mix in your portfolio with that. So, what about the bond and the interest rate connection. Explain that to us.
I used to teach this in money and banking class, but I haven't done it in 20 years.
It's like riding a bike.
I always assumed a console, which is a bond with no maturity, because that gives you a pure, inverse relationship between bond prices and interest rates. If you issue a bond when interest rates are at 4%, you might pay $1,000 for a bond, and that gives you the right to receive $40 a year forevermore. If rates then go to 5%, then your bond price is going to go down enough so that your $40 becomes 5% instead of 4%. So it works out this way that if interest rates go up a quarter, bond price will go down a fifth. If they go up a half, down a third. It's pure. Now, in the real world, bonds have maturities. So to get the kind of pure adverse relationship, inverse relationship that I've been describing, you'd need a really long-term bond. So 30-year bonds, when interest rates change, their price will change more than a 10-year bond, which will change more than a 5-year bond, and so forth. So if you're worried about interest rates going up and you losing value, you need to be as short-term as possible. Bonds are not a good idea right now, I don't think, for most people. I think we may have a bubble in bonds, meaning interest rates are unsustainably low, I think, over the long run.
Well, the one thing I think small business owners, what's a shame right now for small business owners, is that the economy isn't doing any better, so we can borrow money to grow to meet that demand at the rates that are available right now. I mean, this is what's really kind of cruelly ironic, Bob, is that small business owners can borrow money lower than they've ever been able to borrow money because the interest rates are down, and they're probably better able to for their credit ratings. Their financial package is better than it's ever been. But the economy is so bad they don't want to borrow money. It's cruel irony, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Till, right back with Bob Petier. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.